You can hear them before the rocks even come into sight between the trees. The ringing sounds like small bells at different pitches, or like wind chimes. The ragtag field of boulders looks as if it has been dropped from above. Dominic Russo and his two siblings climb around like mountain goats in matching red baseball caps. Not all the rocks ring, maybe one in six. And Dominic has quickly figured out that the ones with corners worn away make the most satisfying noises.
All the ones with hammer markings that I bang on, they ring. And the ones without that much hammer markings, I bang on and they don't ring. So it's just you bang on the ones that are marked and then they ring.
So it's like so many people have figured it out. They've just worn the rocks away.
Mm-hmm.
On this day, there are visitors from Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Arlene May has made the trek from New York to Staten Island.
It seems like it's like hitting a piece of metal, iron or something, would make that noise.
Speculation is rampant.
Maybe there was like a river and then mountain around here and they all collapsed from the mountain.
Twins Matt and Ainsley, here to celebrate their eighth birthday, are left scratching their heads.
Hurricane Sandy!
Hurricane Sandy!
Hurricanes,
it could either be Hurricane Sandy or a bunch of people dump rocks or a lot. There's a lot of choices to pick how these rocks got here.
Searching for scientific answers about how the ringing rocks got here, I spoke via Skype to geologist Helen Delano from Pennsylvania's Geological Survey.
I have a pretty much a tin ear. I wouldn't do very well at attempting to play a tune.
She says the scientific interest in the site goes back more than 100 years. The boulder field itself dates back to the Ice Age, when rocks would slide down gentle slopes in the summer, when melting permafrost turned everything to mud. Then, an accidental combination of factors gave this and a half dozen other boulder fields in Pennsylvania and southern New Jersey their unusual sound.
The boulders are irregular in shape, so it's not like packing dominoes in a box where they're all right up against each other. Each one is sitting perhaps on several points of contact with the rocks below. So the air that surrounds those in those spaces doesn't damp out the vibrations the way surrounding rock or soil would.
The vibrations of the air between the boulders are important. Then the rocks have weathered out in the boulder fields in a way that's created a sort of tension in the rocks. Delano compares it to the skin of a balloon. She says the spot has attracted a lot of legends, like that a compass stops dead over the rocks. She's tried it, a compass still works.
When people don't understand a physical process, it's tempting to look for supernatural causes and makes for great stories and probably has built some of the tourist attraction to the area, but I think it's cool enough all by itself.
The woman who came from Staten Island, Arlene May, had heard a lot of these explanations already, but said she'd wanted to experience the site herself. That's Arlene and her husband, Ken, performing a duet of sorts. He quips it's the original rock music, then wonders aloud how many times that joke has been made here. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.